The obvious connection is that the 48 days and 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer are to prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah, and the Bali Moshe say each day is one of the 49 is to be kind of one of the Kinyani HaTorah, 48, and then the last day is to review all of them, etc. So there's a clear connection. And now is the time to really think about the Inyanim mentioned in this Mishnah. Now, just the introduction to the Mishnah, which is in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, depending on your version, but it's in the fifth Mishnah. So it says like this. So just to get the introduction. It says, G'doylo Torah min ha-kahuna u'min ha-malchus. I mean, the Mishnah says that there are three milas in Klal Yisrael. There's Torah, Malchus, and Kahuna. Kahuna, Malchus, and Torah. Now, first of all, there's a lot of milas. Why are we comparing these three things? Where do these three things come together as like, you know, G'doylo this from that? You only compare things which are in the same kind of context. So what's the context that you would compare these three things to? So the answer is that that there were three kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Shulchan, the Aron, and the Menorah. And right away, the Mefarshim say the Menorah is connected. Well, it depends how you put it down. But what? Well, actually, forget the menorah. There was the Mizbech HaKetores. I'm sorry, the Mizbech HaKetores, the Shulchan, and the Aron. All three of them had a Zer around it. And each one of those represents a certain Keser. The Shulchan represents the Keser Melucha, the Godless, the Keteres, carbon, the Mizbech HaKetores represents the Godless of Zer, of Avodah. And the Torah is represented in the Aron. The Gemara says, and the Rambam brings it down, he says, G'doyla shloisha ksarim heim, keser kahuna, keser malchus, and keser Torah. There's three ksarim, there's three things. A keser is something which a person is crowned with when they've reached a certain level of recognition, a certain mile. Shloisha ksarim heim. The keser kahuna zocha ba aharein. Loshen Rambam. This is Keser Malchus Zachoba David. Keser Torah Munach Lakol Komisha Yoitze Yavoy Vyizkeba. Something like that. You can remember. Can I have a Rambam there? Mazach Hilgout. I think it's a pair of Gimel notes to turn to Loshen Rambam. So yeah, let's read it inside. So much more geshmak inside. The Shoshak Sarm Nechter Yisrael. Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Kuna Zachar Ba'arim. Keser Malchus Zachar Ba'David. So far, my bad. Keser Torah, Harei Munach Ve'oimed U'muchan L'chol Yisrael. Muchan Ve'oimed U'muchan L'chol Yisrael. Shenei Mar Torah Tiv Lanu Mashar HaShadada. Kol Mi Shiyirtze Yavo V'yito. So the Keser Torah is available to everyone. Okay? So that means that right now the Mishnah is discussing the Keser that a person can get by having the Midah of Malchus, the Keser that a person can have by having the Midah of Kahuna. But the greatest Keser of all is the Keser of Torah. And that Keser of Torah is available for anyone to get it. But how do you get it? So you get it through these Kinyani HaTorah. That means if a person learns Torah without these Kinyani HaTorah, so what is he doing? So he's learning, he's going through the motions, but it's not becoming a milah by him. Keser means that obviously if someone who's not the king wears the Keser, it doesn't mean anything. It's when the person is roy to wear it and he wears it, it's not just a costume. Oh, now that defines who he is. So in order for the Torah to define you as a person, that now you have the Keser of the Torah, that when you're wearing it, you are defined by that Keser HaTorah. You are a king of Torah. You're crowned with the Keser HaTorah because you earned it, because it has to become part of you. It has to be that the Torah defines you. And the way, that's what the Kinyani HaTorah are. The Kinyani HaTorah are the ways that the Torah doesn't just, it's not just you just learn it. It becomes part of you. It becomes who you are. It becomes a kinyan that you have. And that's why, in order to get the Kesher Torah, you need this kinyan. Now, taking it a step further, let's read the Mishnah. It says, G'dol HaTorah min HaKohuna min HaMalchus. Shal Malchus niknes b'shloshim mailos. V'HaKohuna b'eshin b'arba. V'HaTorah niknes b'arba m'shmoyin advar. Torah needs 48 things. In other words, the godless is of Torah is Hagufa. Why is it considered the godless of Torah that it requires more than the Kuhn and the Malchus? Because that means it's more expensive. That means in order for it to become part of you, you need to invest more. So that means essentially that that's a raya that it's more chashuv. The more that a person has to invest into something to get it, is a raya that it's more valuable, that it's more meaningful, that it's more defining of the person. So Torah is the greatest definition of the person. The Keser Torah is that level which a person achieves, which is basically the shlemus of it. And it's the shlemus of it in terms of how it defines the person. Okay? Now, now there's one other diuk here that I saw brought down from the Medrash Shmuel, that it says here that Malchus has 30 Milois, Kahuna has 24 Milois, and Torah has 48 Dvarim. Why are they called Dvarim, not Milois?
Milois of Malchus.
So what are the 30 milos of Malchus? What are the 24 milos of Kuhuna? So the 24 milos of Kuhuna are what you get when you have Kuhuna. It's not what you get to be Koine Kuhuna, because you don't have to be Koine Kuhuna. You are a Koine. So you don't have to be Koine Malchus, you are Malchus. So Malchus gives you 30 milos. Over here, it's the opposite. Over here, the things that we're discussing are the things. The Mila is the Torah itself. The Kuhuna, the Mila of Kuhuna is only what it gives you. The Mila of the Malchus is what it gives you. The Mila of Torah is the Torah itself. The 48 Dvarim are the things that you need to do in order to get to those, to that Mila of Torah. You don't have to tell me what's the Mila of having Torah. You want to tell what's the Mila of being a Kohen? I'll tell you, you get Truma, you get Challah. It's very good to be a Kohen. You want to tell what's the Mila of having Malchus, I'll tell you. You have 30 things. You're allowed to marry multiple wives. Whatever the, there's certain things. It's the advantages of Malchus. What's the advantages of Torah? If you're Kohen Torah, you have everything. You don't need Milus to it. But you need to work in order to have the kinyan of the Torah. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to explain, the godless of it. So there's 48 things. I think we're already a little too late to do one a day and to get there in time for Shavuos. So either we'll do one a day and we'll continue after Shavuos, or maybe we'll catch up, who knows. But the very first one, Ve'eluhem, Ve'eluhem is the Talmud. So this seems pretty obvious that in order to get anywhere in Torah, you need to learn. So what exactly is this thing of Talmud saying? What are we saying here with Talmud? So the Maharal explains that what Talmud means here, it doesn't mean learning, because like we said, that's obvious. What Talmud means here is being a Talmud. In other words, Talmud means the way you learn. How do you learn? You learn from a Rebbe. You learn by being a Talmud. The way a person, again, and that's an Indian of Hachna, an Indian of coming to something with a certain amount of humility and saying, I need to accept it from the Rebbe, right? So now that you've taken yourself a little bit out of the picture, the Torah can seep in much better. The Torah seeps in when you're mekabel from someone else. The method of teaching, when you have a Rebbe Talmud, when you have the Rebbe telling you something, and you're hearing it from a Rebbe, and you're mekabel from someone, that method of learning ingrains it in the person. And that's the first midah a person needs, the very first midah that a person in learning needs to have is has to be able to be willing to be a Talmud, to hear from others and accept the Talmud Rebbe Talmud relationship. It goes a step further because Torah is all about Mesorah. It's all about Mesorah. It's all about accepting it from the previous generation. There's a beautiful Rambam. There's a beautiful Rambam right in the beginning of the whole Sefer Rambam. So in the Akdamah to the Rambam says the whole Seder of the Masorah. It says a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Moshe to Yeshua, etc., etc. And he goes all the way down to the Amoraim. Okay. Then he says it backwards in the reverse. Okay. Nimtza me Rav Ashi ad Moshe Rabbeinu arboim doyreis. From Rav Ashi to Moshe is 40 generations. Rav Ashi me Rava. Rava me Rabba. Rabba from Rav Huna. Etc. etc. Yehoda me Elisha. Elisha me Elio. Elio me Achi. Achi me David. David me Shmuel. Shmuel me Eli. Eli me Pinchas. Pinchas me Yeshua. Yeshua me Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu me Piagvura. And then the Rama adds these words, Nimtza, Shekulam Mehashem, Elokei Yisrael. So Nimtza, that everything's from Hashem. Why does Rama add those words? So I wanted to tie it one time, and I think this is the Yisrael. I think I have other eyes in the Yisrael also. But the idea what Rama is saying is that he's repeating it, and he's telling you, Shekulam Mehashem, Elokei Yisrael, to tell me that it's not just that there's a Masorah, this is where it came from. It's that when Moshe had heard it, you heard it from Hashem, when he gave it over to Yeshua, it was like Yeshua heard it from Hashem. I heard it from the person who heard it from Hashem. And then when Yeshua gave it to Pinchas, Pinchas was like, because it was part of the chain, it was part of the Masorah, Pinchas heard it from Yeshua, who heard it from Moshe, who heard it from Hashem. It's like Pinchas heard it from Hashem. This is the way you're connecting to the Sinai revelation, not just a historical thing, the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's saying a way to connect that a person's learning is from coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu is b'mesorah, and that's part of the importance of solidifying the Rebbe Talmud relationship. Now I'm coming from my Rebbe, who got from his Rebbe. This is how we're getting the Torah from Hashem. So I think that's what the Rambam means, and that's the first midah of Talmud. Okay? Shkoyach. I think just